This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
With over 300,000 spectators filling Sydney streets to watch 40 years of evolution during the Mardi Gras parade, they saw over 200 entry floats and community groups marching over 4 hours, which included 350 bikes, 178 vehicles, 15 of which were being pushed, and 12,300 participants. Getting a good spot on the parade is key, and from 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, there were already plenty of people camped out for the perfect view. The Informer's executive producer, Dean Arcuri, was in Sydney as part of Joy's special Mardi Gras broadcast with SBS Radio and decided to find out why people were camped out so early. Was it all about the best spot to view the parade, or was there something more?
So how long have you guys been sitting here? You're nice and early.
15 minutes.
You're 15 minutes.
You're dragging. We need about 40 minutes or more.
So it's still quite about 4 hours before the parade's going to kick off.
Yeah, that's right.
Why did you want to get in such a good spot?
Because if
you don't get here early, you'll be stuck at the back.
Yeah, I won't get here early because of the front.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been watching the parade for?
Well, last time I come here was back in the 90s, and he comes here every year.
I come here every year.
So why was it back in the 90s?
You just don't come like when Billy Connolly was here. Because he's here this week.
And it's the 40th, and does that have a huge impact for you guys?
Yeah, it's 40 years since, I come every year. We never miss.
And what does it mean to you watching the parade and seeing?
Well, it's
exciting.
It is exciting.
It gets you out of the damn house, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets you out of the house.
And me being naughty, it's good for a Perth.
So where are you guys from?
Oh, we're from Melbourne.
Yeah.
We came up yesterday, and we're going to come back on Monday. Yeah.
So you are here very early. You've got like a good 4 or 5 hours before the parade starts.
Well, that wasn't deliberate. We were going to do some shopping, but then we drank alcohol.
No, it's our first time, so we don't really know what it's like. So we might as well get here early so we get good seats and suss out the vibes. And it's the first time on Oxford Street as well, which is meant to be like the Golden Mile or something. Like.
So you've never seen the parade before?
No, it's our first time.
And it's the 40th as well. That's a pretty exciting
and achievement. And Cher is like Cher, my favourite thing on this planet.
Brett, so you guys are here very early.
Yep.
You've bagged yourselves a spot.
Yep.
Is that from years of knowing what you need to do? And
first year.
It's your first year?
First year.
Oh, so why is this your first year?
My partner passed away last year, and it was we actually said we'd come down this year.
Oh, wow.
So it's, to him as well. So, and then my partner from work, she came down with me, so.
Oh, that's really lovely.
Yeah.
That's really lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be emotional. It's the 40th, it'll be emotional.
Totally, yep. And we were going to do our commitment last year, but we didn't make our 35 years, so. But, yep.
What do you think it's going to be like tonight watching the parade?
Totally emotional and just blown away.
So you've only ever watched it on TV?
Only ever watched it in Brisbane, that's on the Sunday night, so yeah. So
you'll get to see a bit more. You never quite see everything in that.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Well, you guys have a wonderful Mardi Gras.
We will, yeah. Happy Mardi Gras.
So are you guys local?
No.
We're
from Canberra.
From Canberra?
Yeah, Canberra.
And you are here very early.
Yeah.
You just wanted to make sure your bags are good to see.
It's our first.
Sorry?
We're virgins. It's our first time.
It's your first Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Why is this your first one?
Yes, we should have been here earlier, shouldn't we? Yeah.
I think I've walked up and down this line, everyone's having their first Mardi Gras.
Really?
I'm honestly like, everyone is here early and it's their first, and it's blowing me away a little bit.
Wow. It was a big year, wasn't it? Last year was fantastic on the 15th, the yes vote.
Yeah.
I haven't worn my MGM, my Mardi Gras mascara. When I get teary, I'm going to get panderized.
Do you think you'll get very teary today?
I will. Both my sons are gay, and I'm here for them as well as for myself.
Are they in the parade or anything?
No, but they're somewhere. I don't think they'll want to meet up with their mother particularly. But I'm there. I'm the biggest supporter. So.
That's wonderful. What do you think it'll be like seeing it up front?
I can't wait. Can't even begin to imagine.
That was Dean Arcuri reporting from Oxford Street before the 40th Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on the weekend.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.